Hogan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933-398-687, en Madrid en el 911-335-831.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico? ¿Cómo dice la máquina? Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. Estamos on aire.
Yeah, we're on the air, everybody. We are on the air. It is Monday. I hope you're having a good day. I hope you had a nice weekend. I know I did. I had a very nice weekend, actually. Very nice weekend. And we're going to talk about lots of things today. We have the return of a famous section. Well, I think it's famous, right, Tino? It's the return of the Drive Time Olympic Update. Yes, we do have it. Or we do or we don't. I think we do. Yeah, we'll have it. That's all right. With or without effects. No pasa nada. Well, we'll have it for you. The Drive Time Olympic Update. As the Olympic Games are underway, we'll talk about those. We're live on Twitch as well today. We have lots to talk about. It's Grandparents Day. We're going to hear music from the Rolling Stones today. We've got grammar. We've got pronunciation, history. Oh, my gosh. Dios mío. A lot of things to talk about. Lots to cover. So let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. We're live on Twitch. We're live on Instagram. No, on Facebook. If you're in my free Facebook group, we're live in there today, so you can join the fun. And I'm trying to give you even giving you some audio today. Audio, as you say. We're going to give you some of that as well through the magic of multiple speakers and such. We have lots to talk about, but let's get it started the way we always do by jumping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym. Ah, yes, the warm-up gym. The warm-up gym, everybody. Here we are. Aquí estamos.
Ya te digo.
And we're going to begin with a little bit of translation. Yes, a little bit of translation here. I'll give you the sentence in Spanish and you can say it in English. Okay. This next one, eso es una mentira, pero bueno. Sé más que nadie aquí. I know more than anyone here.
Sí, señor.
Yo sé más que nadie aquí. I know more than anyone here. Esto es un poco más fácil de leer. This is a bit easier to read. Un poco más fácil, eso sí. All right. ¿Dónde se alojarán? Where will they stay? Oye, ¿dónde se alojarán? Where will they stay? Where will they stay? ¿Quién les recogerá en el aeropuerto? Who will pick them up at the airport? En el aeropuerto. Aeropuerto. ¿No? Who will pick them up at the airport? Airport. All right. No te preocupes, lo haré yo. Don't worry, I'll do it. Lo haré yo. I'll do it. Don't worry. No te preocupes. I'll do it.
Estoy aquí.
Hombre. ¿Por qué quieres hacerlo tú? Porque quieres hacerlo tú. Why? Yeah, that was it. Why do you want to do it?
Why do you want to do it? Porque soy el único que sabe hacerlo. Because I'm the only one. Soy el único. I am the only one who knows how to do it. Que sabe hacerlo. Who knows how to. Hace falta el how. How? I'm the only one who knows how to do it. Nadie sabe más que yo. Nobody knows more than me.
Usted es una fiera.
Well, nobody knows more than me. Lo haré cuando me dejen. I'll do it when they let me. Cuando me dejen. I'll do it when they let me. I'll do it when they let me. Vamos a avanzar un poco, ¿no? ¿No, Tino? Shouldn't we? I think we should raise the level.
A tope!
Exactly. Let's go a little more advanced. Él no durará mucho en ese puesto. He won't last long in that job. En ese puesto. No. He won't last long in that job.
Una mala tarde lo tiene cualquiera.
Exactly. Yeah. He won't last long in that job. Okay, guys. Remember, we're live on Twitter. We're live on Twitch. We're live all over the place. We're live on Facebook. In the Facebook group English with Kyle. Make sure you join. Es que no cuesta nada. You can join the free Facebook group. Here we go. Uno más. Hay una grieta en el hormigón. Una grieta. There's a crack in the concrete. There's a crack in the concrete. Eso sí.
Por favor, no corra.
Yeah, there's a crack in the concrete. There's a crack in the concrete, people. All right, anyway, by now, I think we are all warmed up.
Drive time phrasal verb.
Oh, my gosh, it's time for the drive time phrasal verb. Our drive time phrasal verb today is to sign up. Que es apuntarse. To sign up, or we say to sign up for a course. For example, él se ha apuntado a clases de italiano. Qué curioso. He has signed up for Italian classes. Apuntarse. To sign, como, bueno, firmando, ¿no? Sign up. Sign up for. Now, we also have an opposite phrasal verb. If you are talking about your membership and you are discontinuing membership, then you would drop out of. To sign up for classes, to drop out of classes or drop out of the group. When I was young, I signed up for karate classes, Tino. Apunté a clases de karate. Yeah. Yeah. I signed up for karate classes, and then after a few weeks, I decided that I didn't like it. It wasn't my style. So what did I do? What did I do? I dropped out. So dejar un grupo o una clase, to discontinue membership, is to drop out of the group. Drop out of the class. Now, we also have dejar de fumar, of course, to quit. Quit smoking. Quit plus ing, plus noun. Quit smoking. Or, if you talk about quit, dejar, to quit with a habit, for example, we could say to give up. Give up smoking. Quit smoking. Drop out of school. But the phrasal verb apuntarse, matricularse, eso es to sign up. La fecha límite para matricularse es mañana. Dios mío. The deadline to sign up is tomorrow. Puedes matricularte en internet. You can sign up on the internet. Mm-hmm. Today I tried to sign up for the, what do they call it? Firma digital. Digital signature. Yeah. I've noticed they love these things. The Spanish government loves these firma digital. Para mil.
¿Tienes tu firma digital?
Do you have your digital signature? Do you have your online code? ¿Has bajado el app? And then the app doesn't work. So I downloaded. I wanted to get a proof of vaccination because I have had my COVID vaccinations, both of them. So I want to get some sort of proof, bilingual proof that I will need when I travel, if and when I travel. So I went online and I went to my local clinic, health clinic. And they said, "Oh, you need to download the app. Hay que descargar el app, la aplicación. And then we're going to give you a code. And then you're going to go home and put in the code to the app that you download on your phone." So I said, "All right, give me the code." And then they say, "Oh, the app has collapsed. The app has failed. The application has, está roto, está mal. Se cayó. It fell, it collapsed." We don't say it fell, but we say it crashed. That's the word. The app crashed, folks. So I couldn't download it because it had crashed. So I went to another office. They said, "Oh, but if you go to this other office, then you can just get it in paper copy." So I said, "Oh, that's good." So I went to that office and they said, "You need a cita previa. You need a booking, right? A reservation." But I said, "I'm the only one in this office. There's two employees, a security guard, and one customer. Me. So how about, te propongo una cosa. Olvidamos de la cita previa y me das lo que busco. ¿Qué te parece?" Right? That's what I said. And they said, well, all right. Okay. Sounds good. So they gave it to me. They said, "All right. We're not supposed to." Eso no, I love that. Eso no se hace. This isn't done. This isn't done. And I use the expression, it's time to think outside the box. I kept pensando, we have to think outside the box a little bit here, folks. We got to be a little bit inventive. Tú puedes. Si quieres, puedes, I said. No te preocupes. Trust yourself. Go for it. A por ello. Let's do this. And they said, "All right." So they gave me my sheet. La hoja. They gave me the paper that apparently is what I need. So I'll find out if it's good the next time I travel. We'll see. We'll see. And the paper does have a code on it as well. So if I need to download it again, I guess I can use the code. But anyway, I was talking about the phrasal verb to sign up for, que es apuntarse. And for the folks at home, if you haven't signed up yet for the free Facebook group, English with Kyle, no cuesta nada. It's completely free. Join the fun on the Facebook group, English with Kyle. We're there live. Estamos en directos. We're live. We're live, everybody. So join us. We're also live on Twitch. Olivia says it's a must for traveling in Europe. And true, around Europe and also to North America. You need it. Like, if I want to go to Canada, I'm going to need this or possibly more. But as with most things related to COVID, there's a great deal of uncertainty. And the government changes their mind every week, it seems. Cada semana tienen otra idea en la cabeza. They have another idea. They have a new policy, a new rule. So it's a matter of waiting and seeing. And a matter of, es un cuestión de, it's a matter of being prepared when the time comes, okay? Now, it's time to move on, everybody. It's time to move on to what's going on.
What's going on? You've got some attitude.
What's going on? ¿Qué está pasando? What's going on, everybody? For those of you on Facebook, can you hear this? Can you hear the music and the jingle and the sound and the effects? Because you'll need it for this one. We're going to listen to a little track, una pista. We're going to listen to a track and we're going to try to guess what it is. So I'd love to hear you say. You can write in on Twitch. We're live on Twitch. Tell me what is happening in the situation. What is the situation? Who is talking? What's happening? And then we'll review it and see what sort of accent does this person have speaking in English. All right, let's hear it.
Who gave you the nickname first?
I joined when I went in the military, and I'm in boot camp, and the Hispanic guy says, you know what the name Carlos means in English? I said, yeah, it's Charles. He says, yeah, and the nickname for Charles is Chuck, and I'm going to call you Chuck. And for some reason, it stuck with me. And from that point on, everyone called me Chuck, so I just stuck with it.
It worked well for you.
Yeah, it did.
All right. I had a gym teacher, profesor de physical educación física, no? Phys Ed. He was a tall guy. Chuck McClellan was his name. That was not him speaking. That was not my phys ed teacher, Chuck McClellan. It was a more famous man. But if you heard it properly, his name is Chuck. So, Tino, how many people do you know named Chuck? Muchos. No, no hay muchos. Hay un par de ellos. Uno, quizás. Yeah, Tino has an uncle, el primo Chuck. Primo Chuck, y yo tengo tío Chuck. No, I think Tino was lying. Mentira. All right, guys, so what is going on? What's happening? Who is talking? Who is that? Tell me, guys. We got a whole bunch of people watching on Twitch, but nobody's saying who the famous Chuck is. It sounds like he's talking about, está hablando de cómo. He's talking about how he got his name, how he got the nickname Chuck. And Chuck is indeed, it's como un apodo, but it's a shortened version. It's not just a nickname, it's a short version. Like if you say Francisco, Paco, right? Jose, Pepe, Charles, Chuck. So Prince Charles could be Prince Chuck. Prince Chuck. Nuri Tam says, could it be Chuck Norris? And it is. Well done, Nuri Tam. Nuri Tam says, yeah, could it be Chuck Norris? And it is, in fact, Chuck Norris. So it's Chuck Norris, and he's talking about how he got his nickname. So he says, I asked a Hispanic person, a Hispanic person said, do you know what the nickname for Charles is, or how you say Carlos in Espanol? He said, yeah, it's Charles. And he says, and the nickname is Chuck, so let's call you Chuck. And they start, this is when he was in the military, era militar, right? And he said the name stuck. So he continued to go by that name, the name of Chuck, to go by a name, is to be known as, conocido como, Chuck. So why don't we hear it one more time? Can we hear that one more time, Tino?
Who gave you the nickname first?
I joined when I went in the military, and I'm in boot camp, and the Hispanic guy says, you know what the name Carlos means in English? I said, yeah, it's Charles. He says, yeah, and the nickname for Charles is Chuck, and I'm going to call you Chuck. And for some reason, it stuck with me. And from that point on, everyone called me Chuck, so I just stuck with it.
It worked well for you.
Yeah, it did.
And it worked well for him. That was Chuck Norris, everybody. talking about the origin, and now you know the name. The origin of his nickname, Chuck Norris. And by the way, it's not Chuck Norris. Eso no. Chuck Norris? No. Chuck Norris. Chuck. So in English, we have to give equality. We have to give we have to properly pronounce the sounds at the end of words as well. Chuck. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris? No. Chuck Norris. So now you know the history and the origin behind the name of Chuck Norris. Expression of the day. All right, expression of the day today is my day-to-day life. Day-to-day. Del día a día. ¿No? El de toda la vida. Sometimes, well, not exactly the same, but day-to-day means what you normally do. This is my day-to-day routine. Typical. Basically, it means typical. Yeah, my daily routine. My day-to-day routine involves getting up, drinking a coffee, turning on my computer, checking my emails, and starting to work on any number of things. I have a bunch of sort of tasks that I work on, different things. Some related to teaching, some not. It's my day-to-day routine. My day-to-day routine involves drinking coffee and taking a shower in the morning and sometimes going to the gym in the morning, but usually I go to the gym in the evening after the show. Tonight I'm probably going to go to the gym immediately as soon as I get home. En cuanto llego a casa. Probably not a good idea, right? It's better to go early, I think. But today, I was busy in the day. I didn't have a chance to go, so I'm going to go to the gym when I get home. But this is my day-to-day life, day-to-day routine. So, del día a día. We say day-to-day. And that is our expression of the day. Now, in 1 minute, folks, we're going to take a break. But after the break, we're going to hear some music from the Rolling Stones. Stones. Yes, we're going to hear the song, and about the song, Jumping Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. We're going to hear that song. Also,
fantastico.
I know. Also, it's Grandparents Day. So we're going to hear a little history about, we're going to talk about grandparents. Es el día del abuelo. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about this interesting day. Also, the return of our Olympic update. The games are underway, so we're going to hear about what is going on. We're going to get an update from the Olympic Games from Tokyo. Sorry, not Tokyo. Yes, Tokyo, correct. Olympic update from Tokyo. We're going to see what's going on with the Olympics today and what has happened over the weekend, in case you missed it. And we got a lot to talk about. Later, we're going to get into questions from listeners like you. Feel free to send me your questions on the in the Facebook group, English with Kyle. You can join the question thread for the month of July and send your questions. You can also send me an audio question on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. And I will also take questions through Twitch as we're live today on the Twitch feed. It's, of course, Vaughn Radio. So join the fun there as we'll be streaming live all day today throughout the course of today's Drive Time show, at least. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a minute, though, in a few minutes with plenty more. Stay with us, folks. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases, nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Sin prisa, pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa, pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughan Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. It means it's fun. It's gas. It's a gas means it's entertaining. It's entertaining. It's fun. It's interesting. And this song came out in 1968. It went to number 3 in Britain, but number 1 in America. And is the most performed song ever by the Rolling Stones. They played it on every tour since its release in 1968. And it makes you wonder, who is Jack Flash? Who was this guy? Well, apparently his name was Jack Dyer. And he was Keith Richards' gardener. Keith Richards says the lyrics came from a day at home. He says, Mick and I had been up all night. It was raining outside, and there was a sound of these boots near the window belonging to my gardener, Jack Dyer. It woke Mick up, and he said, what's that? And I said, oh, it's Jack. It's Jumpin' Jack. And I started to work around the phrase on the guitar in open tuning, singing the phrase, Jumpin' Jack, Jumpin' Jack. And Mick said, flash. And suddenly we had this idea, Jumpin' Jack, flash, it's a gas, gas, gas. Bill Wyman, the other guitarist, also wrote some of the song, but it was still credited exclusively to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, and Wyman was never happy about that. He says, we got to the studio once, early, he said, in fact, I think it was just myself, Brian, and Charlie. The Stones never arrive at the same time. He said, Mick and Keith weren't there, and I was sitting at the piano and started doing this riff, playing the piece on the piano. And we were jamming on the tune for about 20 minutes that would become Jumpin' Jack Flash. So then Mick and Keith came in. They brought this lyric set, put the song together, and the rest is history. I was born, I love the lyrics here. I was born in a crossfire hurricane, and I howled. So howl is like the sound that a dog or a wolf makes. Ow! And I howled at the morning driving rain. But it's all right. In fact, it's a gas. It's all right. Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. I was raised by a toothless, bearded hag. I was schooled with a strap across my back. But it's all right. In fact, it's a gas. It's all right. Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. And it goes on. You get the idea. Actually, Bill Wyman was the bass player. Well done, sir. Well said. You're right. That's true. Bill Wyman was the bass player. Who was the other early guitarist for the Rolling Stones? It was it Mick Jones? No, who was the other guy? Who was the other guitarist? I'm supposed to know this. Who actually founded the... Brian Jones. Thank you. Brian Jones. Correct. Thank you. 5 points. I wish I could give points for this. Well done. Anyway, folks, let's move on and have a look at today's trending topic.
Trending topics!
All right, everybody, trending topic. It's Grandparents' Day. El Día del Abuelo. De los Abuelos. Grandparents' Day. Now, if you say del abuelo, it doesn't just mean grandfather, but grandparents. Right? When you consider grandmother, grandfather, collectively form grandparents. Celebrated every day on July 26th. The Feast of Saint Joaquin. And St. Anne, the parents of Mary, the mother of Jesus. There you go. Makes me think of my grandparents. I don't have any grandparents surviving. I don't have any grandparents left. But people say, Kyle, where are you from? And I say, I'm from Canada. And I am purely from Canada, absolutely. But I have origin, through my grandparents, I have roots in Europe. Like almost all North Americans. If you go back a few generations, we came from, with the exception of the natives who, well, came from elsewhere also, but originally, but in my case, my family came from Europe. So on my mother's side, a lado de mi madre, my grandmother was Italian. My grandmother was born in Canada, but her parents had recently arrived from Italy. My great-grandfather worked in the coal mines in Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia, Canada. So they were basically Italians looking for a better life, looking for work. And they saw an advertisement in the newspaper. And it said, hey, you can have a house and a job in Canada. You have to work in this coal mine, but we're going to give you a job. So they got on a boat. There was no internet. They didn't know what to expect. But they got on a boat and they left everything they knew. They gave it all up for a chance of a better life in this case, in Canada. So they left. They got on the boat. They went to Canada. Started a family there. That was my grandmother's parents. My grandfather's parents, similar story, but from England. So my grandfather grew up in Nova Scotia, in the same community, and they lived in company housing. They worked in coal mines, and the company that owned the coal mines owned the houses. Well, they owned blocks of houses, and they rented the houses to people, to the miners. And you would get your paycheck and you would pay your rent and then you would pay your grocery bill at the company store, the grocery store that was owned by the company as well. And so that was my mother's side of the family. So my mother grew up in that environment with her father, my grandfather, who was born there, grew up and got a job in the coal mines. It's what everybody did. So my grandparents on my mother's side, Italian and English. On my father's side, a similar story, but my grandfather came from Scotland. And his family, his father, was offered land in Western Canada. Similar thing, but instead of a coal mine, job in the coal mine, they were offered work farming. And the government said, we will give you land, you just have to promise to farm it and develop it properly because we need to populate the country. So they did. So they moved from Scotland to Western Canada to a place called Elk Point, Alberta. Got some land out there and started farming. The land was bad, though. It was very rocky. But they farmed the land. Meanwhile, my grandmother, my father's mother, she grew up in Quebec, French-Canadian family of immigrants who spoke French. She eventually moved to Ottawa. My grandfather, when he was young, moved to Ottawa as well. And they met there. So my grandmother was French-Canadian. My grandfather was Scottish. And on my mother's side, my grandmother was Italian and my grandfather was English. And this is something fairly typical. Es algo típico, ¿no? It's a pretty typical thing, a pretty typical mix. For a Canadian to have all sorts of different cultural backgrounds, let's say. But that is typical in Canada, have a lot of different backgrounds. Anyway, that's my history and my grandparents who I have fond memories of all of them, but they've all passed away. So I don't have any of my grandparents left, unfortunately, for quite some time now. Anyway, that's it. Grandparents' Day. So a good opportunity to remember your grandparents as it is July 26th, National or International Grandparents' Day. But let's go ahead because something interesting is going on in the world, everybody. It's time for today's Olympic Update.
Olympic Update.
Everybody, Olympic update. Olympic update yesterday. What went on, folks? What's going on in the Olympics? I don't have today's I don't have today's results just yet, but yesterday the U.S. won the men's swimming, the 4x100 meter freestyle relay. The U.S. won the gold medal in the relay at the Tokyo Games, winning in a time of 3 minutes and 8 seconds. It's the 5th gold medal for the U.S. at the Games and the 12th medal overall. And now another big story is also the women's 400-meter freestyle, and Australia has won gold in this event with a time of 3 minutes and 56 seconds. And this is Ariane Titmus of Australia taking the gold in this one. And it's the second fastest time ever after the world record of 3:56.36. So like about a half a second longer than the world record. And the American who has the world record is Katie Ledecky. And she's a 5-time gold medalist who won silver with the 4th fastest time ever. But the gold this year goes to Australia in the women's 400-meter freestyle at the Tokyo Games. And also British swimmer. So we're in the pool mostly these days. And British swimmer Adam Peaty has won the 100-meter breaststroke gold medal. Britain's Adam Peaty defeated the Olympic champion and world record holder with a time of 57.37 seconds. And his win gives Great Britain its first gold medal at these Olympics and Petey's third Olympic gold medal. The Netherlands took silver and Italy took the bronze. It was Niccolo Martinenghi who took the bronze at with a time of 58.33 seconds. So there you go. Now, another story other than the medals themselves, a story that's going on at the games, everybody, is the COVID cases. Oh, COVID. Our old friend COVID is back, everybody, at the Olympic Games. And the number of COVID cases linked to the games has risen to 153. Oh, my gosh. Not our friend at all, actually, COVID. It's terrible. And starting to affect the Olympic Games. And with 16 new cases at the games above the previous day's total, one of the new cases reported was a resident of the Olympic Village, bringing the total number of infections from the village to 16. 3 of the new cases were identified as athletes, but not residents of the village. So I guess some of the athletes are not staying in the Olympic Village. You're saying, I'm staying alone and by myself to stay away from the possibility or to reduce the likelihood of getting COVID. So now other cases have been people in the media, contractors, or staff working at the games. And the Tokyo Olympic organizers are not revealing the names or the nationalities of the COVID cases. They're just saying that they now have 153 active cases at the games. But that number growing, yes, 16 cases up from yesterday. So that is today's Olympic update. We'll give you more tomorrow. Mañana más. Tomorrow more, and we'll check in. And hopefully Spain will have some medals to report. Hopefully Canada will have some medals to report as well. Canada's taken a couple. They got a silver yesterday as well. I believe it was the relay of the women's swimming relay. But I'll have to confirm that. We'll keep you up to date as the Olympic Games go on. It's kind of a fun section and something unique, and I like to bring you some coverage of that in English here on the Drive Time Show.
And that's a fact.
And that's a fact. Today, a topic I've never discussed on the show, it's plastic surgery, everybody. Plastic surgery. You know, like Michael Jackson. Remember him? One day he's black, the next day he's white. One day he has a certain type of nose, the next day he has a different type of nose because of his plastic surgery. Yes. Anyway, I'm going to give you some facts about plastic surgery, and you can tell me if you think they're right or wrong. Are these real facts or not? The first one, when it comes to plastic surgery, plastic is derived from the ancient Greek word plastikos, which means to shape or mold. It has never referred to the material known as plastic. Like its Greek root, plastic surgery is surgery that is concerned with form and shape. It is not always purely cosmetic. Qué curioso. Is it a fact? Number two, in 2007, a Colorado man named Thomas Martel had his thumbs surgically made smaller so that he could more easily operate his phone. His smartphone. It's a bit crazy. Number three. In 2008, U.S. citizens spent nearly $12 billion on cosmetic procedures, surgical or non-surgical. Of the cosmetic surgeries performed, breast augmentation was the most popular, with over 350,000 procedures performed in 2008. Liposuction was a close second, with 340,000 procedures performed. The world of plastic surgery. Not one that I'm too familiar with, to be honest. Believe it or not, I've never had any. ¿Qué te parece, Tino? Mm-hmm. We could go and get those giant lips, los labios.
Guapo.
Lip implants, maybe? No. Not my style. No es el mío. Eh? Not my style. Anyway, so let's go through these one by one. The first one was a fact. The first one says that it doesn't refer to the material plástico, the material plastic. No, it has nothing to do with it. It comes from the ancient Greek word plastikos, which means to shape or mold. And that's true. Many forms of reconstructive surgery are, in fact, plastic surgery, particularly when dealing with burns or disconfiguring injuries. So that's a fact. True. Number two, about the man who had surgery to make his thumbs smaller. El tamaño de los pulgares para to use his phone so he can send text messages quicker. Now, the story was reported in 2007, but it was a parody. So not everyone got the joke, though, and the story is circulated as truth online. Maybe it still does, but it wasn't true. Mentira.
Mentira.
Eso es. Mentira. Number two was a lie, folks.
Qué tortura.
Exactly. Exactly. Qué tortura. And number three was a fact, though. Number three was a fact. Now, this data was collected by the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, working in conjunction with a private research firm. They found that from 1997 to 2008, there was an 80% increase in cosmetic surgeries. That was a slight decrease in surgeries from 2007 to 2008. Racial and ethnic minorities accounted for 20% of the total cosmetic procedures performed in 2008. The most popular cosmetic surgeries in order are 1. Breast augmentation, liposuction, eyelid surgery. Who knew? Your eyelids, tus ojos. I didn't know. Rhinoplasty, which is a nose job. And abdominoplasty, when you get the tummy, they call it a tummy tuck, right? You one day you got a big beer belly, and then the next day you got a six-pack abs, right? because you just get the surgery. Anyway, people have done it, folks. A lot of people do it every day. And in the United States, yeah, in 2008, 350,000 augmentation surgeries in 1 year, 340,000 liposuctions performed. That's a lot of surgery. And it's big business, folks. It's big business. Money changes hands. Anyway, let's jump forward and take a look at a piece of Vaughn material as we explore today's On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
That's right. On the Same Page. And you can be on the same page if you have our book. It's called False Friends. Que deberías conocer. These are not your friends. Son amigos falsos. Es que pensaba que era una cosa y era otra. Bueno. We're going to go to page 74. And we have ham. Mmm, qué rico. Ham. Which is not the same as jam. Eso es mermelada. So jam is mermelada. Jamón is ham with the H. Ham. Okay? Si hablamos del jamón de York, en inglés decimos ham. Jamón serrano, serrano ham, or cured ham. Jamón ibérico, Iberian ham. Iberian ham. Mmm. A él le encanta la mermelada de fresa para desayunar. She loves strawberry jam for breakfast. Tino, do you eat tostadas in the morning? Okay, Tino eats tostadas in the morning. We're learning a little bit more here. Do you put tomato on your tostada?
Yes.
He does. Okay. See, the other day, I went for breakfast, and I said, well, I'll have a tostada. Dame una tostada. I said, I'll have a toast, a piece of toast. But I don't really like the tomato, tomate, as you say, tomato on my toast. So I got some jam. But I said, I'll take the jam, but only if it's strawberry. Because the other one that they often give you is peach. Melocotón, y no me gusta. So I'll take the strawberry jam, but not the peach. But if they only had peach, I probably would have taken tomato. And that's my breakfast story, everybody. And that's the truth. Okay, so we're talking about ham here. Ham, jamón. And then we have jam, que es mermelada. Jam. Mermelada, jam. All right, another thing that's true is that I have to take a break. We have to take a short break because we're going to otherwise run out of time. Estamos quedando sin tiempo. But don't worry because I'll be back with plenty more, including requests from people like you. If you have questions, you can send them to me on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller in both those places. You can also send them to me on Facebook through the English with Kyle Facebook group. And we're also live today. Estamos en directo on Twitch. So many ways to participate with the show. We're going to take a short break. Ahora bueno, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with me. Don't touch that dial.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6